Ever played was to take away my friends. I got your face engraved into my flesh so I could try to make amends with that day I won't forget in Minnesota. I flew in so that we could both record. Me and Christoph Crane were supposed to go on tour. Nobody answered, we were knocking on your door. And when they carried out your body, I was staring at your shoes on the floor. Still the answers never come. Your funeral was beautiful, it captured what you loved. I sat there in a stupor, fractured by the hugs that I gave your family members, growing sadder by the months, huh? But I won't dwell inside the ends, and that's not what you would want. You would tell me find connections to the world and to tell them my confessions. The hell that I invest in is a part of something bigger. Words that you would write, they would carve into the center, right on target, so they start to fill my heart up with the letters. Shadows have shadows, and it's darker than remembered when the story has an ending to the part I had together with my friends. Fonder of the time before the absence and the nights spent trying to imagine. When you played, I was blinded by the magic you displayed. I tried to reenact it in a way. I need the dark today to see the stars decay. Cause if I can fall asleep, then I could dream we are awake. Another shot of Jameson and PBR to chase. Another conversation in a CD bar to play, right? Man, the side of me's the worst when I'm terrified that all the leaves of dynasty of dirt. But you believed in me, and I believed your words. So in turn, I believed in things when I would need the courage to move on. On and on and on and on it goes. When I'm nodding off and off, well, like the songs that you would wrote. I wanna honor all the art and progress that you showed. I miss my confidant and honest talks allotted on the phone with you, Mike. I wish that I could hug you again. It's getting harder to pretend that I can't undo what's been. Thanks for being someone I could come to, a friend. I hope I make you proud. I love you. The end.
Isn't a person just a collection of their mistakes and also their kind of undoing of their mistakes? I mean, what else are you? You know, you're always just the reaction to the bad parts of yourself, I think. And I think that's what is kind of like a driving motivation behind any human being that's, who wants to continue to grow and live life, is they're looking at their flaws and trying to go beyond them. And I think that a person, you know, essentially dies when they think that they found themselves, you know? Unless you want to admit that you yourself are not an individual and are just part of a whole movement of ideas and thought and culture. culture and humanity and further more of the universe and everything, unless you really feel like that and you're walking through walls, you know, you are always trying to find yourself.
Find yourself.
And it's usually a person who believes that they've found the answer, found the end, that there actually is a psychological end. And then what's the point of it?